on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Racing at Geelong today, which has become a very popular track. I know so many of the jockeys and trainers save up and run at Geelong. It's racing really, really well at the moment. The rail's out 4 metres today. All the big stables are there, including Price Kent. We're going to have a chat to Michael Kent this morning about the stables runners. And there's particularly one that's caught a few punters' eyes. It's a debutante called What You Need in Race 2. So we'll get the latest from Mick on that. And Mark Hunter's our expert this morning to take us through the 8 races. Mark, how are you, mate?
Matty, good, thanks.
Yeah, it's got a dash of quality about it, this meeting, particularly the maidens.
Yeah, you notice that this time of year, because you're coming up to those, you know, McNeils and Crozettes and all those sorts of races, and you can't hide. You go to these meetings here on a Wednesday, you're always running to everything has to take a step back from the city to the bush. So you're running into Moody's and Mick Kent Jr. and Pricey's Horse, and everywhere you go, you find a decent maiden somewhere.
Curious to see how the track plays today. It's winter, but we've had dry weather, and I imagine we're not dealing with a wet track. James Dalton is the track manager at Geelong, and he's on the line. G'day, James.
G'day, Matty. How are you?
Not bad. Are we just getting the toe in today?
Yeah, we are just getting the toe in. So we're on a soft 5 surface. We've missed all the rainfall that was forecast last night. So we've only had 3 millimetres for the week, and we've got these really strong northerly winds blowing up to 40 k's an hour, which has dried the track out. And the going stick was 9.6 this morning, which puts us in that soft 5 range.
And clear skies.
Yeah, clear skies. So we're right for the rest of the day. It's just those winds that they're not really concerned, because I don't think they're going to get up too high to jeopardise anything, but they'll just continue to suck out the moisture. And we could potentially go up again, but just being winter and a little bit of wear and tear about, we've called it a soft 5, and the rail, as you said, is out at the 4 metre position after being true 2.5 weeks ago.
Is there an ish prediction today? Leader ish, run on ish, or are we expecting it to play pretty fair?
In your introduction there, I think we've raced pretty well over the last little period of time. So I can't really say either way. It's even across. The wind will be right into the face up the back straight. So potentially you'd want a bit of cover there and in the start of the turn, but then it'll be right behind in the front straight. So whether that plays some sort of part, I'm not really sure, but I think Geelong in general, first half of the field's always beneficial.
Terrific. Good on you, mate. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Matty.
James Dalton there. So there might be a bit of wind about, and that's been a bit of an issue lately. Mark, just hang on for a couple of more minutes. Mick Kent's on the line to take us through the Kent Price runners today, and there's one particularly interesting debutante. Michael, how are you, mate?
Very good, Matthew. How are you?
You notice I've dropped the junior?
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I reckon it's time you were de-juniored. All right, it's official. From now on, you're Mick Kent. Michael Kent. Righto. Hey, your first runner's got a lot of punter interest here off a very strong jump out, What You Need. Ben Mallum rides in race 2. Is there a bit of expectation here?
Yeah, yes, there is. He's a nice colt that's trialled up well twice, once on a heavy grass track and the second time on the poly. And he's worked well since. Tricky little race. There's a bit of form there with the Godolphin runner, who's stakes placed and last start second behind Giga Kick. So I think that's very good form for a race like this. So he'll need to be a good colt to win. We like him.
He's a Cepedo, your old man trade Cepedo, Michael Kent Sr. There's everyone I see at the jump outs and trials. There's one debuting at Canterbury today that is in the market as well. Have you got many of them at your place?
We've only got the one. He had so much X factor, that colt. He could nearly run, I wouldn't say sub 10, but he could go pretty close running 10-second sectionals. And I remember Sebastian Hutch, when he was at Coolmore, saying if ever there was a colt to have a stallion's pedigree, it was him. You know, Rick Jamison paid a lot of money for the mare, and he bred a good colt. And, it's nice to see a bit of spruik about them, and even Nick Price this week got and booked two mares into Cepedo. So
yeah,
we've seen a few at the trials here do well, and hopefully our boy can live up to the hype.
Yeah, absolutely. Race 4, you've got Elotion and Commodity. The one in the market mostly is Commodity.
Yeah, Elotion, probably a prepper way still. Blinkers on first time. He'll have to sort of come back in that wide draw. But Commodity was a good run last start, replaced. He's also drawn wide, but he can probably roll forward. And, yeah, he's a good each-way chance, probably plays his best.
Right, the score goes around in first leg of the quaddie race 5. What are we going to do here?
Each-way chance, again, she's worked well. She's fitted for the run in Adelaide last start. Again, competitive race, and she doesn't win out of turn.
All right, so it goes in, but without one outing or anything like that?
Correct, yeah.
French Four for Buckets in race 6?
Yeah, horse is going super. You know, that's probably the right ground for him. He doesn't like it heavy, doesn't like it good. So as long as there's enough moisture in the track, I reckon he'll hit out nicely. He's worked good. And, yeah, he's a good each-way chance again in a competitive race.
Sabre Princess rounds you off in the last?
Had a little fresh and probably needs the run and look for a second up over the mile.
Hey, thanks, mate. Hey, well done. The season ended with, I was talking to Mick Price the other day, and, you know, overall, across the spectrum, hard to argue that the stable has ever had a better season on KPIs. So well done to the team, and sadly, it's back to scratch now.
Yeah, no, you can't rest on your laurels, but I think it was great. It was a career-best season all during a time when we moved from Caulfield to Cranbourne, so great job by the team.
Yeah, absolutely, and a good advertisement for Cranbourne as well. Good on you, mate. Good luck today.
Thank you, Matt.
Michael Kent there. It's 12 minutes past 10. Back to Mark Hunter. Mark, the first race is a 24-24-metre maiden, and here we are going without only one runner, number 10. Tilden is the $4.60 favourite, number 11, from 4, Mafiore at $5.50, $6, MacBeal, number 5, $6.50, American Pioneer, number 1, $7.50 Spoke to Raviv, $8.50 Egyptian Wonder, $9 Coconut King. Very, very even staying marathon maiden race.
I like number 7, Matty. It's my value for the day. He Spoke to Raviv, who had something on it at Mount Gambier 2 runs ago, and it basically followed them around. It was there held up last on the corner. The horses eventually moved out of its way, and it made good ground up the rails to finish 5th. Then went to Geelong, and this distance was in behind them. Never really got clear to wind up. I think here, with Billy Egan taking over the ride, drawn outside horses, it'll certainly stay the trip, and I reckon Spoke to Rajiv's a good each-way bet here to beat number 1, American Pioneer, who's getting up in trip, which should suit it. Stuck on well last time, gets a good run from the draw. They're very even, the rest of them. I'll go for 3rd, number 3, Egyptian Wonder, who's had quite a few tries, got some hope, and 4, Mafiore, who's getting fitter, was no match last time, but should get a lovely run from the draw. But I think 7 will run well here. 7, 1, 3 and 4.
Yeah, I don't think any of these ended up in the Cup's entries yesterday somehow. Race 2 is a 1118 metre maiden, and the scratchings here are numbers 6 and 12. Short price equal favourites here, 11 Lascars and 13 What You Need, both at $2.90, and there's been a real price battle in the last 24 hours with those two. 10 Spring Valley, $4.20, and then out to $11 Brechin and others. I guess it depends on which camp you're in here with the two favourites.
I'm in the What You Need camp. I saw a Cepedo win over the border there during the week called Cepedo Beauty, I think it was called, making its debut. This one's trialled really well. Trialled against Charlemagne, which you get a good line from that run Saturday at the Valley. I think it will get a beautiful run here for B. Mellon from the gate, and I reckon it will be strongest at the 1,100 metres to beat 11 Lascars. You read that last run, it's good form, but you go back before a spell. The end of 1,100 metres really found Lascars out, so that's my concern. In the last 100, I think What You Need will be the strongest horse
you
in the race.
You got a bit of a gap between them in the market. You think there will be a firm move for one over the other when it comes to crunch?
Just watching Lascars, the market seems to... I thought What You Need would run favourite, but Lascars seems to be the one crunching in this morning. So I don't know. Look, as far as my punting, I think in 13 will win. Third pick, I'd have number 7, Beale Bay, whose form's been okay. I thought a recent trial was good. It'll be midfield and strong late, and 10 Spring Valley. It should knock over a maiden soon. It was consistent last campaign. It's trialled quite well. Just run into a couple of handy ones here. I think 13 can win here, 13, 11, 7 and 10.
13, 11, 7, 10, race 2. Race 3 is another maiden over the same distance. Scratchings are 1, 9 and 13. 12, Nanganui is the $2.25 favourite for Peter Moody and Jamie Carr. 10, Miss Sutley is, for OTI, $2.50 second favourite. Lambda, number 8, $6. And then out to $19, the rest. getting Jamie Carr down to Geelong on a Wednesday, is it Wednesday? Is it on a Wednesday's probably a good little indicator?
Getting her anywhere is a good indicator these days. She's got that many offers for each race. Look, this is a terrific race. You think the two on form, there should only be two chances here, 12 and 8. Nanagui has had the three runs. Its last run at the Valley, it had a decent horse come off its back and get it. It resumes here, it's trialled well. It's the one to beat. But, gee, I think number 8, Lander, seems to be way over the odds. You go back before a break, third behind on Loving You and Waltz on by Flemington's good form. And the stable are going well at the moment. It's going to be very hard to beat. 10 missed subtly. Had trolled up well, showed good speed, just no match there on debut. I think this is a harder race, and 7 innocent moves. He got out of the pack and ran on well there first up. It's going to win a race very soon. Just run into a couple that are probably midweek class at least. So I think 12 and 8 on form should fight the race out. 12, 8, 10 and 7.
12, 8, the key runners there. Race 4 is a 1,418-metre maiden, and we're going without 4, 10, 14, 15, 19... Only Human, number 5, $2.40, fixed odds favourite, out to $6.50 for 12, Commodity. 11, Caldonte is $7.50, $8.50, number 1, Bond Street Bow, $10, Shoal Bay, and then out the gate the rest.
This should win, Only Human. I will make it the best of the day. It's a horse that ran well first up beyond hypothetical on a soft 6. Then they backed it up quickly a week later on the heavy 9 and was no match for Lot of Rock. It's been given some time between runs here for its third up assignment. It jumps to 1,400 metres, so it's got to prove it can run a strong 1,400 metres. That's about the only query. But I think here, look, even if it ran 1,300 strongly, it's going to be far enough in front to hold on and win. It should be just too good for these horses. Placings from number 12, Commodity. Two runs back from a spell have been okay. Look, it's getting fitter. It's got some chance. 2, Thistle Pine. Draws wide. Needs some luck. And 8, Shoal Bay, who was well beaten there first up, but should be fitter and draws for a good run. I'd be surprised if Only Human is not the winner. 5, 12, 2 and 8.
5, 12, 2 and 8. All right, that's 4 down with 4 to go at Geelong today with Mark Hunter. Brent Zarafa will give us his take on it a little bit later as well. It's 18 minutes past 10. We're going to take this break and come back with the quaddie.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Almost 20 past 10 on Racing Pulse as we look at the Geelong races today. Race 5 is a benchmark 64. No scratchings here. Mark, Aspen, Colorado, number 1 is our favourite. $2.70 for Lindsay Smith and Ben Malum. Tricky gate. 3, Philadelphia Storm is at $4.40. 6, Right the Score, $5. 5, Minyinga is $7. And then $8.50, number 4, Always Happy, $12, Quick and Dandy. And the rest, what do we make of the favourite here?
It's one to beat. It's a good race. Aspen Colorado hasn't been against much the first two runs back from a spell. Your best guide's probably last campaign with a third behind Castlereagh Kid, Santiro at Sandown, and then beaten by Uniquely in that Ballarat race. So that's the better form line. It was dominant there winning last time, beating a weak field. It's the one to beat, but has got some opposition. I'll put it in to beat number 4, Always Happy, who, again, didn't beat a lot last time. Just sat back, picked its way through the field and just blew them away. The stable's going well. The horse is in good form. It's got a chance. 5, Minyinga. Probably comes out of the best race last time. We were at covered ground and fought on. Just has to run the 1,500. Little roughy here, number 8, Fast Melody. It should have won last time. Just come charging home. It's not without some little chance getting home late down the outside. So a good race. Number 1, the one to beat. 1, 4, 5 and 8.
1, 4, 5 and 8 with a little bit of value there. The 8... Race 6 is a 1,720-metre benchmark 64, and got a shorty here. There's a late-scratching 2 Deal Blaster, as well as 5 and 7. Crackerjack Prince for Archie Alexander is $1.60. That's very, very short. 4 Carbonetti is at $3.70. 3 French War, without a major push from young Michael Kent, is $6.50, and then out to $15. Prosperativa, is this just a blonk in everything, this favourite?
No, I'm putting the two horses in. There were the three chances. Deal Blaster's come out, so we're down to 1 and 4 as your only hopes in that order. Number 1, Crackerjack Prince, was good first up, sat on the fence, got the dream run up the rails at Bendigo, and was too good for Markholt, which is pretty good benchmark 64 form. It can only be fitter. Gets out to 1,700 metres. You think it's the likely winner to beat number 4, Carbonetti. Had the two runs back from a spell. It railed through there at Sandown on the lakeside, and no match for Dennis Starr. That horse has run well since, and Carbonetti did find the line well, looks ready to win. Take your pick after that, maybe number 3, French War, who I just think will need further, and 8, Prospectiva. Gate 1, fitter for that last run, wasn't hopeless, has got a place chance. You'd think only 2 possibles, 1 and 4, 1, 4, 3 and 8.
1, 4, 3 and 8 in race 6, over to race 7. 1118 metre benchmark 64, scratching only 1 as number 14. This is a bit more open. Dustland Fairy Tale number 6 is a $4 fixed odds favourite. 3 Phoenix Global, $5. 2 La Charisse is $5.50. 4 Rattle and Bang, $7. 1 Aero Victory, $9.50. $10 continuance and others. So we might get a little bit more value in this leg.
Yeah, I'm going with 3 chances. I think number 5, the Superintendent's got a terrific value chance here. It's had
$12.
The 2 runs back from a spell are good. It was on the really heavy track at Bendigo there first up, and then last time at Ballarat. Logo Logic, who's very much in form, was off and gone, and second and third got through inside. They're not bad horses either. I thought the Superintendent found the line pretty well. It's fitter. It gets Blake McDougall. May well be drawn the right part of the track by now and running on hard here to beat number 2, La Caresse, who's had one run back on the heavy 9. Stable's going well. Jockey's going well. Again, just might be drawing the right spot. For 3rd, I'll put in number 6, Dustland Fairy Tale. May well be the best horse in the race. You'd think at 1,100 metres, it's going to be buried inside at some stage needing luck. And 3, Phoenix Global. It resumes. It's got very good form on paper. I just think that they might be in weaker races. I thought this was a tougher race than what it's been against before a spell. So 5, a good little value chance. 3 main hopes, 5, 2, 6 and 3.
5, 2, 6 and 3, race 7, race 8, over the 13, 18 metres, benchmark 64. Blast from the past name here with the favourite, but the scratchings are 1, 8, 11, 16 and 17. I think you and I are both about the right age to have a bit of a memory of Galleon, number 3, at $3. Was he trained by the granddad of the current trainers?
Same colours.
Sangster, yeah. 3, Galleon. 4, Draft Day in the Chautauqua colours. 7, Untouchable Ed. Sorry, I've got to give the prices too, don't I? 3, Galleon is a $3 favourite. 4, Draft Day, $5. 7, Untouchable Ed, $6. 6, Sir Maximus, $6.50. Familiar colours in the Darwin Cup the other day. 13, Sabre Princess is at $8.50. And then Big Odds the rest. Galleon, was he a Manicato-era sprinter?
Gee, testing my memory there. I loved him. I remember the horse. You'd think he would have to be.
I think he nearly knocked him off in a freeway stakes or something one day. Anyway, nice tribute, same colours, same surname of the trainers, same horse.
Top pick, number 3, Galleon, who won well here first up on the soft 7, came out of the pack, gave chase to the leader and ran it down. You think fitter can only help it, extra 100 metres can only help it. It's a good little race, but Galleon's the one to beat again here. To beat number 6, Sir Maximus, who it comes through that the Superintendent race at Ballarat. Logo Logic was off and gone. Sir Maximus got through inside, ran on nicely. I like to jump to 1,300 metres, and I'm just thinking late in the day that they'll be able to run on. So Sir Maximus, a good value danger. 7, Untouchable Air. This was an enormous win on debut at Bendigo. It was back in December, but she sprouted wings down the outside. It's a 5-year-old, only had the 1 start. Recent trials, not sure, but put it in on ability. And 4th pick, number 9, Dawn Diva, coming from overseas, looks to have trialled quite well. Just run into a hot race, so maybe place best there. Putting 3, 6, 7 in the quaddie, 3, 6, 7 and 9.
3, 6, 7 and 9 in the last at Geelong. This Racing New South Wales announcement's just come through. I'm going to touch on that in a sec as well. Mark, what are we doing at Geelong? I reckon the race that will interest punters most might even be that second race and that battle for favouritism between Lascars and What You Need.
Yes, well, I'll be cheering on the bottom on there, Matty, but I'll make my best. Race 4, number 5, Only Human. My value runner will be race 1, number 7, Spoke to Rajiv. The quaddie, first leg, 1, 4, 5, 8 and 9, into 1 and 4, into 2, 5 and 6, into 3, 6 and 7. And we're going to play an all-up here at Geelong. Each way, race 1, number 7, Spoke to Rajiv. Win race 2, number 13, What You Need. And win race 4, number 5, Only Human.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.